Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 19th anniversary, and she's here today to help me celebrate our 20th anniversary of the show. Couldn't do it without her. She is the expert, the world's expert on small business taxes. Her book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Her new one is called Deduct Everything, and she is the Tax Mama. Eva, welcome back.
Well, congratulations. Well, how exciting.
It is kind of exciting, isn't it? 20 years.
It is. I mean,
yesterday
even
Steve
marriages
Forbes,
don't last that long.
Many don't. Yesterday, Steve Forbes said, how did you do it? I said, I didn't know it wasn't supposed to.
There you go.
Yeah. So I remember when you and I first met, I was trying to program the show. I was doing it all myself. I didn't have any help in those days. And there was this one website. I wish I could remember the name of it. Do you remember the name of
Jim Odette, yes.
Was it Odette? But there was one website where he was putting up the one-pagers. It's just a simple website, one-pagers of people and their resumes. Barbara Weltman, I found her. I found Mary Westheimer. Do you remember Mary Westheimer? She was there. I found Wally Bach there. I found Steve Martin. I found you and Tim Berry. I found Tim Berry there.
Oh, no, that wasn't that. Jim, what's his name? Odette. Odette had that website with the sales newsletter.
Right.
And that was long before you started doing the radio show.
So in 97, there was a website, though, and that's where I found you.
Because John Odette gave me the opportunity to set up the Internet's Help Desk and Web Review. You were part of that.
Oh!
And you started responding and providing advice. Remember the Help Desk?
I forgot about that. Wow, that's good. That's really from the Wayback Machine.
That was even before you started
that. That was really the Wayback Machine. Wow, I had forgotten all about that. Well, I'm old, Eva, so I forget. fast forward to the last almost 20 years, you and I have been hanging out together on the show. I couldn't do without you, because you've always had some absolutely essential information on people doing tax planning.
And you know what? This wasn't where I was going to go.
Well, where would you like to go? Sorry,
it was not going to be taxes.
Okay.
It was
not that it's my show or anything, but you go ahead.
Yes, I was fascinated with marketing. I was going to study marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And I had an opportunity to work with this really interesting company in West L.A. that was – it was actually called CompuCorp. And I was I was doing temp work in their accounting department, and their HR manager kept walking by my desk every day offering me jobs, but she never offered me the right one. She never offered me the job in international marketing. She kept offering me accounting jobs. But the vice president of finance, Min Tonai, convinced me that I had to finish my accounting and get my CPA and go work in a CPA firm.
Right.
And that's where I got hooked on taxes.
Wow.
I really didn't want to get into this. It's scary. It changes all the time.
It's hard, too. You got to be really smart.
You obviously were. You've got to pay attention because the laws are constantly changing.
There are no stupid CPAs, folks. Trust me on this.
Well, not a CPA. I'm an enrolled
agent. But there's no anybody who knows as much as you do about the tax. You got to have some pretty high functioning ganglia to pull all that off.
You do, and you know what? Because it's so complicated, I found myself teaching tax professionals.
Yeah.
How to get licensed by the IRS.
You're an enrolled agent's enrolled agent.
I am the enrolled agent's enrolled agent. And really, it's been so much fun. It's not just the taxes. Now I'm teaching for almost as long as you've been doing the radio show. And teaching the students online becomes so personal for them.
Look at the reach the internet has given you that you never had in, say, 84 instead of 94 or 5.
Exactly. Now I have students as far away as Australia.
Wow.
I've had students in China, in Italy. I mean, I've got students in England sitting here at my desk at home. You can take over the world.
Yeah. Well, and you almost have. And, folks, she's been such a great resource for us. And I didn't know that story. I'm glad you told us that. But I'm glad you went the way you did, because we need you here. You've been a great resource for us. And we're going to make her become a more of a resource for us after this break. Tweetel, I'm Jim Blassing, and Eva Rosenberg and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.